Welcome into Time Out with Taylor Rooks, now on the SNY.TV audio network. Today's guest is Jimmy Butler of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And let me just tell you, before you even start this conversation, that it is so hard to have a serious discussion with Jimmy Butler. He has the funniest, driest sense of humor, and I've never met someone who just says, like, exactly what they're thinking all the time like he does. So for the next 30 minutes, we really just talk about a whole lot of random things. Like, he discusses giving his phone number out to the whole world and why he chooses to drive a minivan every single day around the city, why fights don't break out in the NBA, and the best and worst spades players in the league. So it was a very fun, very light episode. Be sure to subscribe to Time Out with Taylor Rooks on iTunes and SoundCloud by searching Time Out with Taylor Rooks. But for now, here's Jimmy Butler.
You're my first podcast of the year. First podcast of 2018.
Well, I mean, considering the new year literally was...
just started.
Yeah, and you were probably off on the holidays.
I was.
I had to guess.
Listen, I was trying to make you feel special, okay? And you're taking it away.
No, I feel special enough. I get enough love, so...
Yeah. Well, okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What were your New Year's resolutions?
We don't really do that. We just...
Nothing you want to work on.
There's a lot of things that I probably should want to work on, but in order to keep it PG-13, it's just gonna, we're just gonna say, I just wanna be a better person.
Yes, but that's so generic. Like, that's the new year, new me.
It's generic when people just tell other people Happy New Year. I hate that. If you text me Happy New Year, I am not texting you back.
Really?
Because you text it to everybody. Like, it's just like, oh, I'm gonna go down through the A's, through the B's, through the C's in my phone.
Okay, what if it's like Happy New Year, Jimmy? Personalized message.
How often does that happen, though? You normally get a Happy New Year, and if you got the iPhone 10, they do that thing that my agent just learned how to do, which really bothers me.
Bernie just learned it?
Bernie just learned it. Yeah, definitely.
But honestly, when I would get the Happy New Year text, I would always forget the fireworks are going to come, and my screen would go black, and I thought my phone, like, broke.
That's because you got, like, the iPhone, what, 4? You on the iPhone 4?
Do you have the one facial recognition?
No, I can't afford that, so
you can't afford that.
Stay in my lane.
Well, I honestly don't want to get that phone because it freaks me out that it would be able to know my face.
But wouldn't that be harder for people to get? I don't know. They say you got to have your eyes open, all this special. I don't know.
I agree. Like, what if I just go like this? It opens.
It's your phone. So if you put it up to my face, it's not going to work.
No, no, no. Like, say I take your phone right now. I want to get into it. And then I just go like that. It's going to open. All
or
I have to do is put it in front
just
of your face.
Swipe, because I don't keep a lock on my phone, so you could just swipe.
No lock on your phone.
Got nothing to hide.
Living dangerously.
Nothing to hide.
Nothing. You've never had a lock.
I've had a lock before.
Okay.
But, I mean, I feel if you're that nosy, here. Like,
take it.
If my life is that important to you and you want to know what's going on, there you have it.
Well, this is also coming from the guy who, like, gave out his phone number to the whole world.
That is true.
So you're a little free with the phone.
Little different. That was fun while it lasted. Didn't last too long. We about got to the plane, and I took a few phone calls and text messages, and before you know it, that phone, which was, I think, what, seven? Seven. It was done. It was done for.
How many calls and texts would you say you answered, picked up?
I probably answered probably maybe like 6 or 7 texts. And I tried to pick up more FaceTime calls, but they all kept coming in so fast that the phone would just freeze. So I got through to about maybe 2 people for a legit, I don't know, all of 15 seconds, 30 seconds each.
So then after that, did you then change your phone number?
I did.
Like, within the hour?
Yeah. Like, as soon as we landed back in L.A., we was like, yo.
No more.
And as soon as we touched down and the phone got back on, it was, I don't know, it was funny because I didn't think, I knew people would call me, but I didn't really think they would really think that it was my number.
Are you serious?
And they tried it, and it definitely worked.
People try anything. You give a number, they're right. Going to dial the number. What was the craziest thing somebody said, like, when you picked up or texted them back?
Tell the truth, it was always like, is this really Jimmy Butler? Or, hey, how are you doing? I'm a big fan. So I would just say, like, thank you. And then they were coming in so often that, like, once I said thank you, that one went all the way down to the bottom of the list, and the next 1,000 came in. So I couldn't even tell you what everybody was saying. It's just every random one.
Yeah.
I would.
But that was, like, a really cool moment. I mean, it was all over Twitter. Everybody was talking about. What made you say, you know what, I'm just going to give my number. Y'all want to talk to me? Here's my number.
I don't know. Was it a good idea at the time?
I think it was a great idea.
Phenomenal.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was that. I don't know. I just felt like everybody always had something to say. And I'm like, here, you know, if you got something to say and if you're that person, then why not just call and tell me?
Yeah.
Nobody did, though, by the way.
Yeah.
It was more of all of my fans.
Oh, that's Twitter fingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's really going to call you and say anything back.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay, so two funny things. It's funny. Like, so whenever, you know, I have a podcast, I'll tell people, okay, this person is coming on. Like, what do you think of them? I'll ask somebody who, like, maybe really likes sports and somebody who doesn't. So I asked a girl in my office today. Her name is Brie. Who's like, I said, I have Jimmy Butler coming on the podcast today. And she goes, did you know he drives a minivan? That was her first, that's the first thing
baby.
She thought of when she heard your name.
Mm-hmm.
That you're just driving this minivan.
You know, four-wheel drive. It's fast, too. Don't sleep.
With
don't
a baby on board sticker.
Does have a baby on board sticker.
Yes.
It's to throw everybody off. You know, he could be in the minivan, but with the baby on board sticker, there's no way
he's
in
there.
Is
that him?
Yeah, it's a mysterious type thing.
Why the minivan?
I don't know. Different.
Yeah.
Just to make people mad, like when I have all my boys over and like, yo, we're gonna go out to eat. All right, let's go. Let's hop in the whip. And they're like, out of all the cars, this is the one that you want to take? Well.
How often do you drive it?
Every single day. I don't get in any other car.
No. Every single day you drive the minivan?
Every single day.
Because I read you also had like some luxury cars.
I have those, but every single day. Plus, I'm in Minnesota, and the weather is not the best.
So you to the game, minivan?
Yes.
No way.
I promise.
When you are driving to the game?
Every single day, I am in the minivan.
Minivan have a name?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. We're not.
I thought you loved it. You got
to
give it a name.
I do love it. I mean, I love all types of things. I don't mean that
and
I give
them names. And
then
you don't give them names?
I'm around them all the time. I'm inside of my minivan all the time.
Okay. Drive smooth. What kind of van is it?
Toyota Sienna.
What year?
The newest one.
So it's not like the beat up type of minivan.
No.
It's just a nice minivan.
No. Because
in my head, when I hear minivan, I think of like my mom's old minivan.
You're judging
used to
right
drive.
Now.
Not at all.
Yes, you are.
Not at all. Listen, I ain't even got a car, so.
You're in New York, though, so you're not supposed to have a car.
Yeah, but I, like, crashed my car, like, a year ago and never got
drive.
Anyone.
You it know was, you can't drive, by the way, if you say you crashed your car.
Because I admit it was my fault.
But it's not called crash. You got in a wreck. Like, you can't drive if you say crashed.
Yeah, no, I crashed.
Yeah.
I can drive, but listen, I was following too closely. All of a sudden, traffic jam just came out of nowhere.
Oh, it's definitely your fault. So you were into somebody?
Ran into someone.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely your fault.
Nothing happened to their car, though. Mine got totaled.
It's still your fault whether something happened to your car or not.
I can admit my flaws. Like, I can completely admit my flaws. Maybe if I had a minivan, my car would be safe.
No, don't do that. Not to the minivan.
You know, minivans, like, I had a little Toyota Corolla. I don't drive any luxury car.
Oh.
I'm very frugal.
We just got through talking about that. Me either.
Yeah, but you have a minivan and, like, three other very cool cars.
To each his own. I don't think the cars are that cool. I don't.
Okay. Listen, I have never driven anything that expensive, so I don't think they're that cool either.
You don't need to, trust me.
So that was what Bree said when I brought you up. I brought you up to my other friend. He's like, man, if I could pick one NBA player to be in a fight with me, it's Jimmy Butler.
In a fight? Like, he wants to fight me?
Like, on their side.
That would knock him out.
Why is Jimmy Butler the go-to NBA fighter?
I don't know. That's a good question. People must really think I got hands out here or something.
I think people think you're really, like, about that life.
I might be. I don't know. I just always think that, like, I pride myself on being, like, tough and riding for whoever's riding with me, whether it be my teammates, the guys that I hang around. So, you know, if you want me to fight with you and you get whooped, you're going to have to whoop me, too. So, but we'll come back. We'll get them sooner or later.
Because, I mean, there's, like, Jimmy Butler, like, fighting compilations. Like, Jimmy Butler is a savage compilations on YouTube.
That is not true. Jimmy Butler is just a guy that wants to play basketball, go home.
But you don't back down.
Play dominoes. I don't.
You do not back down.
Mm-mm. I mean, ain't nobody really. There are some people that might fight in the league nowadays, but it's not like it used to be.
Who do you think would really throw down on the court?
I don't know.
Yes,
you do. Not too many. Not too many. I don't know. I have to really think about it. Somebody that'll really just slap somebody.
Right.
I think if
someone
you get me
really
mad, if you get me mad enough, I might do it. But it's like, it's nobody's taking that fine.
Because that's the thing. Like when Lonzo was like, nobody's really gonna fight in the NBA. But I also don't think you can walk away from the fight. But I get it. Nobody is actually going to punch somebody.
I don't think so. No.
Yeah. So how do you kind of keep that composure on the court? Because sometimes I see players do stuff, and I'm thinking that can never be me.
I mean, you just gotta realize, you know, one thing that you may do may ruin your reputation for forever. And it's not even, it's not about that all the time. You can, you have to be you, but you have to be prepared for people not to like you or to like you because you did this one thing. So, you know, with the good also comes the bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that for basketball players, you really have to be in this certain mindset all the time because people who aren't playing a sport, we do think we can just do things off impulse, but you guys are always having to think, okay, well, what's the consequence going to be if I do decide to do this?
I just be me. I don't even worry about the consequence. If something happens and there is a consequence, I got to deal with it, but at least you know that I'm being me. I'm not acting any certain type of way. And I think a lot of people are themselves in the league, but all in all, ain't nobody fighting nobody.
Ain't nobody really throwing down. You seem just kind of the things that you're talking about, minivan, going home, playing dominoes. Like, there aren't very many NBA players, I think, that act like that or live the life that you do. Would you agree?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to everybody else's life. But if I had to say, I would say mine's a little different.
Yeah. Why is that?
One, I'm in Minnesota. There's not a thousand things to do out there. But I don't know. I just really like being around my people, my guys, my brothers, my friends. And we all have probably the exact same things in common, whether it's dominoes, cards, or basketball. I'm just so much better at basketball than everybody else, and dominoes and cards, for that matter. But
By the way, he claims to be very good at spades. There is no evidence of this.
These lights are extremely bright. Like, I think I'm in Madison Square Garden right now with these bright-ass lights that y'all got here. Oh,
Jimmy's not a fan of the lights beaming on him right now. He's sweating a little bit. It's not that bad. You
these
got
lights
it off when
bright.
You wiped. Did you know how good you'll look in the video? You'd be like, it's all about the lighting.
Like, he is sweating.
It doesn't even phase me. I'm used to it.
You're used to it.
You
I'm
gotta,
not used to sitting here.
You gotta learn.
Like, you got legit like 40 lights beaming on my forehead right now.
Is it 40?
It's something like that.
It's up there?
I'm not the best in math, so.
I'm really not either.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I got C's in that. And I got A's in everything else, though.
A's and everything else?
Everything else.
You gotta be hot. I'm hot right now. We gotta take a break. This is, no, seriously. We gotta take a break.
Turn the lights down. Turn the lights down.
This is crazy.
Okay, so we're coming back because we literally did take a break. Jimmy was really hot and sweating. Do you feel better now?
I feel great.
Phenomenal. Way better?
Phenomenal.
Is this how you always react to heat? Bernie said you're like the world's biggest sweater.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's just... I know everybody always says, you know, it's good that you sweat a lot and sweat so easily. It means da 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 da. I was like, it's not a good thing.
Wait, what does it mean? Does it mean like you can retain water?
Hey, I didn't major in sweat technology. That's not what I majored in.
Now, sweat technology, really?
I don't know anything about any of that.
Someone who grew up in Texas, I feel like.
I don't live in Texas anymore.
Heat.
It's hot. It's too hot. That's why I don't go back. It's too cold in Minnesota.
Okay, so what's the perfect happy medium?
Los Angeles.
Hate LA.
It's okay. LA hates you too.
Do you like LA because the city or because the weather?
A little bit of both, but I stay way out the way. Like, I'm not in where you think LA. Like, I'm out there in the country. You know, we got lots of land where we can rip and run and do foolishness. So
you also like Atlanta. Shout out G County.
I do. I do like Atlanta.
Yeah. What are your other favorite NBA cities?
Toronto. I like Toronto.
Toronto is so clean.
Yeah.
When I was
Toronto.
In college and being like super extra, I went there once for OVO Fest. And I was like, this is the cleanest place I've ever seen. And everyone there is beautiful. Like, it's ridiculous.
That's because like everybody migrates from different parts of the world whenever they go up there.
But I didn't see one free healthcare.
That's what it is.
That's where we gotta be. No, I mean, it was like so aesthetically pleasing in Toronto. It was beautiful.
Toronto
I've only been
nice.
There that one time, though.
And if I had to pick one more, not going to say New York, not going to say Miami. I don't know, maybe Orlando?
Okay.
Or New Orleans.
New Orleans, Orlando. So when I'm like doing these podcasts, I always like scour people's social media, figure out different things. You kind of avoid social media. You don't have like a heavy, I couldn't get
a
lot out
of. I want everybody in my business.
Yeah, I couldn't get a lot out of your Twitter and Instagram. Mm-mm. Do you consciously decide not to post?
I mean, I don't think my life's that interesting. It's the same, if I was to post, it'd be the same thing over and over again. Going to the game, playing in the game. Up, we won or we lost. Up, we're at home playing dominoes or cards. Up, I'm going to bed. Up, I'm waking up doing the same. Like, it's just literally, it's the same thing over and over again. So, but I just don't want people all up in my business all the time either.
Do you think that people kind of tend to overshare?
I mean, to each his own. Like, if that's what you want to do, then I think that's good for you. Like, if that's how you express yourself and that's what makes you happy and go about your day, then you know, go ahead. A lot of people got some really interesting lives. Like, they do a lot of different stuff. Sometimes, like, you know, I want to see, because maybe I might want to go there one day. So I do look at their page.
It's just,
but I don't think anybody wants to just sit around the house and play dominoes all day. So don't nobody need to.
But that's the thing. Like, you claim to be good at these games, and how do we know?
For one, I've never, ever claimed to be good at
dominoes. You've claimed to be good at spades.
I haven't claimed to be good at spades.
Yes, you have.
I've claimed to be the best, because that's what I am. I'm definitely the best at dominoes. Like,
okay, so how do we know? I mean, can we get like some game footage?
Check my track record.
Check track record.
You gotta go ask her.
Who have you played in the league that gave you like the best run for your money with those
games? Nobody. Not dominoes.
What about spades?
A lot of people play spades. Spades is, it's kind of hard though, because it's like the cards you dealt, and if you're playing with just a not so intelligent partner. Like DeAndre Jordan, the dude's just not, I mean, come on, going to Texas A&M. Says it all about DJ right there. Says it all.
So spades isn't a strength.
Nah. Blocking shots and dunking is, yeah.
Who else has been bad?
Aaron Brooks. Aaron Brooks is terrible. Look at John.
Okay, who's been good?
Melo's nice.
Really?
Yeah.
I
hate giving Melo props too, but
why?
I don't know. Can never say anything nice to Melo.
Guess he'll just take it, run with it.
Yeah. He hasn't returned a favor. He's never nice to anybody.
Who else is good?
I've only played spades with a handful.
I saw like you, Dwayne Wade, right? Uh-huh. Gabriel Union, who I love, all played a game. Who won that?
It was me and Mills that won.
I don't think so.
It was me and Mills that won. Ask D-Wade. It was me and Mills that won.
All the games. Did you only play one game?
It was a tournament.
Okay, so they did beat you in some games.
No, they did not.
You just won it flat out.
Me and Mills did not lose a game that night.
Really? It seems like Dwayne Wade and Gabriel Union just have the most fun life.
Yeah, that's one of the people that you definitely want to, two.
I want to see what's going on.
Yeah, on social media. Yeah. On all of that stuff.
They're just like always laughing and smiling.
You know, they're the happiest, loving couple, one of them in the world. Like,
like
they just
dancing.
Have fun. Like, that's what you want in a partner, like in a family. They get it. They get one another, and then they just get along. Yeah. They can't beat me in space, though.
But that is their
everything
that
else,
is
they
their
got
one
it.
Flaw as a couple. Once they get there, they'll be the
they
couple
got
to
it.
Be. Okay, I'm going to get to Twitter questions now.
Twitter questions.
As you wrap it all up, you have a lot.
Of Twitter questions?
Yes.
I don't even use Twitter. Oh, so the people
well,
ask
I
you.
I tweet it out.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I say, what do you want to ask Jimmy Butler? All righty. Will he ever step foot in a canoe again?
Hell no. He hit me with the okie doke so fast in the canoe.
And you really fell. Like, so it's never happening?
No.
You don't feel the need to redeem yourself?
No. I shouldn't have gotten there in the first place. He just told me it was safe. They was like, you can't fall out of a canoe. Yeah, okay. I shouldn't have known that I would have fell out of it.
But can't fall out until you do.
Falling out wasn't the worst part. That my little jumper suit filled up with water, and it was cold.
All right, okay, you talked about this a bit, but the weather adjustment from Chicago to Minnesota, I feel like they're both really cold.
Cold is cold.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's like, oh, it's going to feel like negative 50 outside today. That's okay. It could be 3 degrees outside. I'm still not going outside. So 3, negative 50.
Don't matter.
No, I'm not going outside.
Why have you been so successful at getting to the rim this year?
I've probably been pretty successful at that throughout my career, but I think it definitely helps when you have players like Kat, like Wiggs, Taj, you know, Jeff, all of those guys, because they draw so much attention that at times I just get free lanes to the basket. So, you know, without them on the team, I think it'd be a little bit more difficult.
Okay. Giving them the props, I feel you. All right, as a defensive specialist, who's the hardest person to guard?
Nobody.
I guard any and everybody.
But you're the hard person to guard?
I guard any and everybody. Just leave it at that. You never pick somebody over somebody else. It's just not. It's just you just don't do it. Because then once you go up against this guy, he's going to try to put 60.
So you're never playing somebody, you're like, you know, I want Westbrook. Or you never consciously
say
that. Oh,
yeah. No, I definitely do that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to guard the best players in the league. Like, mm-hmm. You can score 50. Score 50 on me. So I know, like, oh, ain't nothing I can do with him. But before you get 50, I'm going to have 6 fouls. So
yeah.
I know for a fact you're not going to score 50 on me.
But then you get to yell, you can't F with me, right?
Yeah. Probably shouldn't do that. It's not a good idea.
That's my favorite Jimmy Butler moment, just by the way. Have you ever been mistaken for Jamie Foxx? Someone asked that.
I mean, mistaken, no.
Do y'all think he looks like Jamie Foxx?
I get it all the time.
I don't
but mistaken, nah. But people be like, yeah, do you know you look like him? I'm like, yeah, I get it. I get it a little bit. I like Jamie Foxx, though. Good dude.
All right, if you could pick any rapper to make a mixtape with, who are you picking?
A rapper?
Yes.
Nipsey?
Really?
What?
People sleep on Nipsey?
Nip is that dude.
I don't listen to him that much.
You should.
Tell me two others.
Rappers. I don't listen to, like, rap all that much. I don't know. Pass.
This is Nipsey?
I'm going with Nipsey.
All right, last one. What is your favorite Mark Wahlberg movie? Because you guys are friends,
Shooter.
Right? Shooter.
Shooter.
I like Four Brothers.
Well, that's weird because I didn't ask you your favorite Wahlberg movie. They asked me.
It was for the debate.
They asked me, and I'm going with Shooter. Bob Lee Swagger was a bad dude. Bob Lee Swagger was a bad dude. He could be looking at us right now from the top of that building.
Won't we see the red?
No. He shot one dude with a BB gun with a Coke bottle on top of it in the movie. Like, come on.
Do you watch, or do you like comics?
Like comedies?
Yeah.
Or like
no, comics.
Like,
yes. Like superheroes, vigilantes.
I mean, I know about them. I wouldn't say that I...
Because you may like The Punisher if you like Shooter.
Who?
The Punisher.
I don't know who that is. You made that up.
No, he's a comic book character, but no, he's like a sniper. He fights. It's like Shooter. So I'm just trying to give you a suggestion of something to
watch. I
want to
be Superman. I don't want to be Punisher.
See, I don't like Superman. He's kind of a lame superhero.
What? How can you beat him?
No.
How can you beat him?
I like Batman. I like Punisher.
How can you beat Superman?
I like Luke Cage.
Tell me how you can beat Superman.
Anyone can beat him. He's like a lame superhero.
How can you beat him?
Batman can beat Superman.
How? How can Batman beat Superman? Please enlighten me.
He just isn't a good superhero.
Batman can't beat him.
I also think you haven't looked at a lot of superheroes if Superman's your favorite. I think there's other people you'd like.
How can you beat Superman? How can you beat Superman?
Kryptonite.
How are you going to get it to
Kryptonite?
Him?
That's
Superman, fly up in outer space.
You know you're a bad how superhero you go up there? When everyone knows your weakness. Like, oh, all you got to do is get some
if
Kryptonite.
If you go to outer space, nobody can get you, Superman. Oh, they came out there. I'm going to just go back down to Earth. I move at the speed of light.
No.
You cannot beat Superman.
But is that really the only one you pay attention to?
Superman?
Yes.
And Thor.
So you only know two. There is what the world of
They're
superheroes
gods.
Is so vast.
They're gods.
Those are like the least cool.
They're gods. Like, oh, no.
It's okay. I'll put you onto some different comics.
Because Superman, Thor throw his hammer through this window.
I like Thor.
And in the back of your head.
But Superman isn't as good. See, this was easy, wasn't it? You thought this was going
to
be...
No, this is light. But don't do that to Superman, because Batman's not messing with Superman. Just because you're in Gotham City here don't mean... You'll see Batman running down the street.
Hell's Kitchen is like a little uptown.
Yeah, right.
This is the land of the superheroes. I'm a superhero, actually. I just don't ever tell anyone. It's my secret. I'm Catwoman.
All right. You'll scale this building.
Anyways, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
You were great. Okay, listen, let me just say this. I get it. Superman is a good superhero in the sense that he has great powers and he's like hard to beat. My point isn't that he's not the best superhero. It's just that other superheroes have much better origin stories. Like,
more unique characteristics, cooler powers, not better, cooler. Like, I refuse to say Superman is the best superhero. It just isn't true. He just isn't as interesting. Like, what is his internal battle? Like, what makes you want to root for him? It's actually fun when heroes kind of have a weakness. He doesn't. So it's just, Superman is not the best. Case closed. I disagree. But okay, that is besides the point. Although Jimmy Butler was wrong about that, he was a fantastic guest. He really lives his life differently than most NBA players. Like, basketball did not come up one time from the time he got to the studio to the time he left. Like, he lives his life in a way where he can separate the two, you know, unless he's actually on the court. And it seems to be working, being that he's just Mr. Clutch so far this season. And hopefully someday, one day, one of these players beats him in spades. So thank you for listening. Like, subscribe, and leave a review if you have not yet. I'm Taylor Rooks. Talk to you soon.